إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you, and we continue reading, inshallah ta'ala, from this book, Al-Ajwiba Al-Mufida, Al-As'ilat Al-Manahij Al-Jadida, the beneficial answers to questions on innovative methodologies. And by our noble Shaykh, Al-Allama, Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى وبارك فيه وفي عمره وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات والمتكلم والسامعين والسامعات. This is very important for us to know as well, the manhaj that the Muslim should be upon, especially in the times of fitan and trials, when a lot of people trying to present the falsehood in the form of the truth of the haqq, people trying to present the Muslims with innovations in the form of this is what sunnah is. It's very important for the Muslim to know the tricks of the hizbiyun and the misguided people, because as you know, and the sad reality, that not all Muslims are on the same thing. Not all of them on the same page. Rather, Ahlul Bidah are way many more than the people who are upon the Sunnah. So it's very important, and you see it, because in many places you find so many masajid, but when you look at, you evaluate this masajid, not based on how big a masjid is, but based on adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah upon the way of the Salaf, you find from so many masajid, maybe a few, if it's not one or two, that are upon the Sunnah. Not because of the colors of the people that attend the masjid, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with what do they adhere to. You'll find a masjid, okay, masjid this and this, but they are tablighis. And we know that Jama'at al-Tabligh is a divine group. Then you find so many other masajid that affiliate themselves with Ikhwan al-Muslimun, the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt, and they are deviants. Then you find a masjid of the people who are upon the way of the Khawarij, Ash'ari, Sufi, Mu'tazili, and even the Shia. But other than those who don't know, the Muslims who don't know, they're like, oh, a masjid is a masjid. These are my brothers in Islam. But the one who, alhamdulillah, Allah gave him basira, he will know. He will, before even he sits down in any class of any imam or any person that give, he's like, who is this person? What manhaj is he upon? If they tell him, oh yeah, he's a good brother, he's with the Ikhwan Muslimun, he said, there's no good in him. If he calls to the manhaj of al-Ikhwan, there's no good in him. Because there's a deviant manhaj. If they say to him, that's a good, nice tablighi brother, they're like, there's no good in tablighi way. No good. If they say, no, he's a good brother, man, this imam memorizes Quran and he's good, but, you know, he's Tijani. Tijani meaning Sufi. It's like, there's no good that comes from Tijaniya and Sufiya. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, اتَّبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Adhere to what was revealed to you from your Lord. Sufiya and all that, Hizbiyat, that was not revealed to us from Allah. These are things that was invented by people who opposed that which Allah revealed, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be careful, ya akhwan. Thank Allah for, we have to thank Allah for allowing us to know this. A lot of people don't know these things. That's why Masakeen. It's like, oh, what's wrong with this? All Muslims are the same. Muslims are not all the same. Not the same. There are people who are upon the Sunnah, there is other upon innovation. There are people who adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah. There is people who take from Quran and Sunnah whatever agrees with their plans. Are they the same? No, they are not the same. So in this book, we learn the mistakes of these deviant groups. The ulama, they warn against them because of their mistakes. Not because what country they are from, what color. No, no. Has nothing to do with that. To do with them going against principles that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are upon. Principles that the Sahaba were upon, and the Tabi'un, and the Tabi'a Tabi'un, and the great Imams of this deen. Question number 19. انتشر اليوم بين الشباب أنه يلزم الموازنة في النقد فيقولون إذا انتقدت فلانا من الناس في بدعته وبينت أخطاءه يلزمك أن تذكر محاسنه وهذا من باب الإنصاف والموازنة فهل هذا المنهج في النقد صحيح؟ وهل يلزمني ذكر المحاسن في حالة النقد؟ Here is a question, number 19. It has become widely spread amongst the youth in these days that one is required to balance between one's good and bad qualities. They call it muwazanat. You have to have balance when criticizing a person. Meaning when you say to her, if you say this person said this is bad, you have to mention the good things he did too. So they say, when a person is criticized for his innovation and his errors are clarified, you are required to also mention his good qualities. This is for the sake of fairness, being fair, and balancing between his good and bad qualities. So that's what they say. And of course, the youth, where they bring this thing from? From the innovators. From those wicked callers who come up with these principles that Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah didn't know about. So the question, he says, is this methodology of criticizing correct? Whenever you mention, criticize an innovator, you have to mention his good things. You know, he pray Fajr and mashallah, he gives sadaqah, and he has the good qualities. Am I required to mention a person's good qualities when criticizing? Here is the answer by our noble Shaykh Baqiyat al-Salaf, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan. قال هذه المسألة تقدم الجواب عنها لكن إذا كان المنتقد من أهل السنة والجماعة وأخطاؤه في الأمور التي لا تخل بالعقيدة فنعم هذا تذكر ميزاته وحسناته وتغمر زلاته في نصرته للسنة وتغمر زلاته في نصرته للسنة. The Shaykh, he says, he began answering this question. He says, this question has already been answered previously. However, if the person being criticized is from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, okay, if the person that his mistakes being corrected and being criticized is from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I mean he's upon the haq, and he has erred in matters that do not violate the creed, okay, mistakes is not in the creed, in the aqidah, then yes, he says, this person's good qualities and traits should be mentioned so that his faults may be covered due to his aiding of the sunnah. Now, we'll give an example. If Sheikh bin Baz, for example, or Sheikh al-Albani, when, for example, one of the ulama now find in his books, in their books, some mistake, because they're human. These are our noble scholars, we love them, because they were upon the haq, and they called to the truth, and they called to the sunnah, and they called to the manhaj al-salaf, and they defended while they were alive, and they died upon that, alhamdulillah. Okay? But what if Sheikh Fawzan himself find a mistake in one of their books? Of course it is corrected, but still this alim, this ulama are main scholars. Jazahumullah khairan wa lahum a'mal, and they have a good, and they aided the sunnah and this, because they are people of sunnah. طيب. قال أما إذا كان المنتقد من أهل الضلال ومن أهل الانحراف ومن أهل المبادئ الهدامة أو المشبوهة فهذا لا يجوز لنا أن نذكر حسناته إن كان له حسنات، لأننا إذا ذكرناها فإن هذا يغرر بالناس فيحسنون الظن بهذا الضال أو هذا المبتدع أو هذا الخرافي أو ذاك الحزبي، فيقبلون أفكار هذا الضال أو هذا المبتدع أو ذاك المتحزب. الشيخ says, however, if the person being criticized is from the people of misguidance and deviance, or from the people of destructive and doubtful ideologies, okay, then it is not permissible for us to mention his good qualities. It's not for us to mention his good qualities, if he has any, he says, if he has any. Since if we mention them, it would mislead people, as they would have good thoughts about this deviant individual, or this innovator, or this pretender, or partisan Hizbi. And this will lead them to then accept the ideologies of this deviant, partisan, innovated, misguided person. Okay? The Shaykh says, وَاللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ رَدَّ عَلَىٰ الْكَفَرَةِ وَالْمُجْرِمِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ شَيْئًا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِمْ وَكَذَلِكَ أَئِمَّةَ السَّلَفِ يَرُدُّونَ عَلَىٰ الْجَهْمِيَّةِ وَالْمُعْتَزِلَةِ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الضَّلَالِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ شَيْئًا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِمْ لأن حسناتهم مرجوحة بالضلال أو الكفر أو الإلحاد أو النفاق، فلا يناسب أنك ترد على ضال مبتدع منحرف وتذكر حسناته وتقول هو رجل طيب عنده حسنات وعنده كذا لكنه غلط في كذا أو كذا. The Shaykh says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mighty and sublime, refuted the disbelievers in the Quran, Allah warned and refuted the disbelievers, the criminals and the hypocrites, He did not mention any of their good qualities. Allah didn't mention any of their good qualities. That they used to give charity and they used to be good to the orphans and to the guests and they were brave. La la la. Allah didn't mention none of their qualities. Likewise, Shaykh Fawzani says, the Imams of the Salaf would refute the Jahmiyyah. You remember the deviant sects of Jahmiyyah? The Mu'tazila and other deviants, and not mention any of their good qualities while doing so. See? They didn't say, yeah, he's the Mubtadi' Dal, this, however, he fasts every Monday and Thursday, and he's known he's to pray every night. No, they don't say that. Don't say that. Okay? The Shaykh said, this was since their good qualities were outweighed by their misguidance, disbelief, heresy, or hypocrisy. So it is not proper that we refute a deviant or an innovator and then mention his good qualities, such as by saying, he is a good man, he has good qualities, he has such and such, but he has erred. He made a mistake, but he's still a good person. Look at him, he's always in the masjid, for example. He gives charity. لا, can't do that. قال الشيخ نقول لك ثناؤك عليه أشد من ضلاله لأن الناس يثقون بثنائك عليه فإذا روجت لهذا الضال المبتدع ومدحته فقد غررت بالناس وهذا فتح باب لقبول أفكار المضللين. He says, yes, we say to you that your praising him is worse than his deviance and misguidance, since the people will rely on your praise for him. You see? They will rely on your praise. They said, well, the Shaykh praised him. What are you guys talking about him? But the Shaykh so and so praised him. He said he's a good person. You see? That's why the ulama of Sunnah, they don't do this. They don't mention the qualities of the deviant and innovators. So if it circulates and spreads around that you praised this deviant innovator, you will have succeeded in deceiving the people. And this is what opened the door to the ideologies of the misguided ones being accepted by the laymen and by the people. ثم قال الشيخ حفظه الله وأما إذا كان المردود عليه من أهل السنة والجماعة فإن الرد يكون بأدب وينبه على أغلاطه التي تكون في مسائل الفقه ومسائل الاستنباط والاجتهاد فنقول فلان أخطأ في كذا والصواب كذا بالدليل غفر الله له وهذا اجتهاده وهكذا كما كانت الردود بين الفقهاء من المذاهب الأربعة وغيرهم وهذا لا يقدح في مكانته العلمية إذا كان من أهل السنة والجماعة. Then the Sheikh says, however, if the one who being refuted is from أهل السنة والجماعة, he must be refuted with good manners. نعم. Because the علماء of أهل السنة, when they see a mistake in statement or in a book or whatever, fatwa of one of the ulama of the sunnah, they correct it. They don't say, well, he's one of us. No. This is from the Hizbiyun, Ahlul Bidah. They don't correct one another. They let the people, they do whatever they want to do. Ahlul Sunnah, no. Because this is the deen of Allah. Even when the person who being criticized is from Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, na'am, they correct the mistake, but with good manners. He should be cautioned about his errors in matters of fiqh, the deviation of rulings and matters of legal judgment. So we say, the Shaykh, so and so has erred in such and such issue, and the correct view is such and such based on this proof. And we say, may Allah forgive him. You see? May Allah forgive him. And like this, this was his ijtihad, this is his legal judgment, etc. This was the way of refutations. This was the way refutations were done between the scholars of fiqh, of the four madhahib and other scholars. If Imam Malik, for example, found the mistakes in Abu Hanifa, he corrected. Likewise, Imam Ahmed, he corrected the mistakes of the imams that came before him. And each one of them is the sheikh of the other. But it doesn't because he's sheikh, he be quiet. No. If they know a mistake, they obliged. And they are commanded by Allah to correct the mistake. لَتُبَيِّنُنَّ. If anyone knows anything that contradicts the deen of Allah, they have to correct it. But that alim, he didn't do it on purpose. If Imam Malik, for instance, they find something in his books, and he's a human, he's a great imam. But when the ulama, they find something in his statement, it is corrected, because Imam Malik didn't do it on purpose. These ulama, they don't go, they err on purpose. No, based on ijtihad. Alhamdulillah, as Imam Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, in his book, Raf'ul Malam Anil A'imma Al-A'lam, when he, in this very good book, he finds the excuses for the mistakes of the a'imma. He says, one thing you have to know that this a'imma, he says, and we do not praise them or put them and place them in a position more than what Allah put them in. Okay, but we know they are great a'imma, but they are a human being as well. They subjected to mistakes. Okay, but you have to keep in mind these are great imams. They adhere to the sunnah, and there's no way that they're going to make a mistake based on them following their desires or the like. No. If any mistake is found in their statements or their books, it's based on ijtihad. That's what they thought at that time was the right thing to do. But the ulama who come after them and find a mistake, yes, they mention it, they correct it, but with respect to this ulama. They say, as-sawab kada, as the Shaykh says. Says, la'am, Imam Malik said this, Imam Shafi'i said this, Imam Ahmed said this. However, what goes with the proof is this and this. May Allah, like Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. He says, yes, In the fiqh, he says, yes, we follow the madhab Hanbali. He says, but in the same way, we're not fanatic to Imam Ahmad. Meaning whatever we find in the madhab, we hold on to it. He says, no. If we find certain issues that are wrong in the madhab, he says, we follow the dalil. We don't follow the madhab. But we respect Imam Ahmad and we love him. Ayna. Is this point clear? Ayna. So he says, so we say so-and-so has erred in such and such issue, and the correct view is such and such based on this proof. May Allah forgive him. Amen. He said this was his ijtihad, his legal judgment, etc. And this was the way refutations were done between the fiqh scholars of the four madahib and other scholars. And he said this not destroy, and this does not destroy that alim status with regard to knowledge, if he is from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No, I mean, it doesn't mean degrade him, relax. He's still a alim, alhamdulillah. قال وأهل السنة والجماعة ليسوا معصومين وأهل السنة والجماعة ليسوا معصومين عندهم أخطاء وقد يفوت أحدهم الدليل أو اختلال الاستنباط. قال فلا نسكت على الخطأ وإنما نبينه مع الاعتذار عنه لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حكم الحاكم فاجتهد ثم أصاب فله أجران وإذا حكم فاجتهد فأخطأ فله أجر واحد. قال الشيخ هذا في مسائل الفقه. Sheikh says, so the followers of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are not infallible. This ulama, nobody will think that they don't make mistakes. So they commit errors also. They great a'imma, but they commit errors. Perhaps, the Sheikh Fawzan says, perhaps one of them was not aware of the proof. See? Maybe he knows the proof. Or he fell short when deriving a ruling, because he's human. We do not remain silent about his error, see? Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they don't brush the things under the rug like Ahlul Hizbiyyah do. Like Al-Ikhwa al-Muslimin, they have this qaida that they say, نتعاون فيما اتفقنا عليه ويعذر بعضنا بعضا فيما اختلفنا فيه. Ikhwal Muslimin, they have this qa'ida, fasida, this very wicked, corrupt, filthy principle. What is it? They say, let's help one another upon anything we agree upon. If we come and agree upon anything, let's do it. And let's be quiet on any mistakes. When we see one of us make mistakes, don't say anything. A'udhu billah, hada ghish. This is cheating. This is deception. Ahlul Sunnah now, the Sheikh Fawzan said, we don't remain silent. If we see a mistake, we talk about it. Even if it's the mistake by one of the greatest imams. Imam Ahmad is a great imam in Sunnah, but if he's a mistake, they say, the ulama, they say, he's our beloved imam, we love him, may Allah preserve him, may Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, but he was wrong in this one. Easy? Allahu Akbar. And that doesn't diminish from his status. He's still a great imam. Likewise, Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, a great imam, Jazahullahu Khairan, for the books he has left. However, he has this here, his statement, he's not right. He's not from the way of the Salaf. May Allah preserve him, may Allah forgive him, but the correct thing is this and that. Is this clear, right? Na'am, Ikhwan. It's very important. Because Ahlul Bid'ah, he says, well, you're just talking about our scholars, but you guys don't say nothing about the mistakes of your scholars. Says who? He is. He's a alim from the ulama, he says. Naam. We do not remain silent about the error of this alim. Rather, we clarify it whilst making excuses for him. Based on the Prophet's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the judge makes a ruling, exerting his judgment, and he's correct, he gets two rewards. The ulama, he says, reward for what? Two rewards for what? Who knows? for being correct
and
for his efforts. You see? Reward twice. And when he makes a ruling, exhorting his judgment, and is incorrect, he gets one reward. For what? For his effort. Because he's worthy of ijtihad. But the mistake is not accepted. The Shaykh said this is with regard to matters related to fiqh. Islamic jurisprudence, this, huh? Mistakes in fiqh. قال أما إذا كان في مسائل العقيدة فإنه لا يجوز لنا أن نمدح المضللين والمخالفين لأهل السنة والجماعة من معتزلة وجهمية وزنادقة وملاحدة. وأناس مشبوهين في هذا العصر وما أكثرهم. وأصل هذه الشبه الموازنة بين الحسنات والسيئات في النقد. قالها بعض الشباب وكتب فيها رسالة فطار بها بعض الشباب فرحا، وقد وقفت على هذه الرسالة يزعم صاحبها لزوم الموازنة، ووقفت على رسالة للشيخ ربيع بن هادي المدخلي رد فيها على هذه الرسالة التي يزعم صاحبها لزوم الموازنة ردا وافيا. وبين ما في هذا الكلام من الخطأ ومن ترويج الباطل، وبين مذهب السلف في الرد، وأنهم ردوا على أناس المضللين ولم يثنوا عليهم، لأنهم لو أثنوا عليهم صار هذا من باب التناقض. Sheikh Fawzan continued with saying, Hafidhahullah, as for matters related to the creed, the aqeedah, then it is not permissible for us to praise the misguided ones and those who oppose Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, such as the Mu'tazila, the Jahmiyya, the heretics, the apostate, and deviant individuals of this time. And how many Dayari says, many are deviant and misguided in this time. Name them. Abu al-Hasan al-Ma'ribi, wal-Halabi, وسلمان العودة وعائد القرني وسفر الحوالي والمسعري وعدنان عرعور والمغراوي وحسان والحويني و name them. Name these misguided people. وطارق السويدان و said many are they, those misguided people. And they're not just misguided staying home for themselves. No, they're big shots. They're famous now. They're all over the place. They have books and tapes and talks and this on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on this, on WhatsApp, on the internet, books, fatwa. They're on televisions also. Naam, ay naam. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, the origin of this misconception, that of making a balance between a person's good and bad qualities when criticizing him, was stated by one of the youth, and a little book was written about it. So this brought joy to some of the youth. The Sheikh Fawzan, he said, I came across this treatise in which the author claims that this so-called muwazana is required. You know, one person, he says, no, you have to mention this. And whenever you criticize a person from being just and fair, you have to mention his good too. Sheikh Fawzan, he says, I came across that. He says, I also came across the refutation of Sheikh Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, in which he comprehensively, because Sheikh Rabi' refuted the statement of the other person, he says, in which he comprehensively refutes this work that claims that muwazana is necessary. That whenever you criticize an innovator, you have to mention his good deeds. The Sheikh in this book, Sheikh Fawzan says, in this book, Sheikh Rabi' has, Hafidhahullah, has clarified the incorrectness and the spreading of falsehood found in this view of muwazana. And he explained the methodology of the Salaf with regard to criticizing. He also demonstrated how they would refute misguided individuals and not praise them, since if they have had praised them, it would have been seen as a contradiction. Einam says a contradiction. And that was the end of the answer of our noble Shaykh, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidahullahu Ta'ala. Let's read to you now some of these footnotes, okay? The footnotes, insha'Allahu Ta'ala. Remember the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidahullahu Ta'ala, when he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ruled for the footnotes, okay? In this book. Remember when the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidahullahu Ta'ala, he mentioned that when Allah, the Almighty, refutes the disbelievers and the hypocrites and the like, he did not mention any of their good qualities. In the footnote it says, no one is void of good qualities. Even the Jews and the Christians have good qualities. So based on the principle of those who profess muwazana, we are required to mention the good qualities of the disbelievers every time we talk about them. Because no one with sound intellect, let alone a student of knowledge, would make such a statement. So think about it. May Allah grant us all correctness. Therefore, the methodology of the Salaf, when criticizing, is that they would not mention the good qualities. And if they did not mention the good qualities of people whom they were criticizing, then it was for the sake of warning the people not to be deceived by them. And not for the sake of, as is commonly said, let us not forget his effort and accomplishments. They said, come on, this man, yeah, he has problems, but he has a lot of accomplishments as well, but he's upon Hizbiya and upon innovation. Here is one of the strongest examples in which there can be found guidance and light for the one who reflects. He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the Khawarij. Here's an example. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the Khawarij, there will come from the loins of this person a people that will recite the Quran, but it will not pass their throats. They will shoot out from the religion just as an arrow shoots out from hunted game. They will kill the followers of Islam and leave alone the worshippers of idols. If I were to leave to their time, I would surely kill them, just like the killing of the people of Ad. Like the people of Ad. You asked me this question yesterday? That was you? Somebody else? No. Who is you? MashaAllah. Here's the hadith. Like the people of Ad. This is Sahih al-Bukhari. And in another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, each of you will look down upon his prayer as compared to their prayer, and to his fasting as compared to their fasting. Also in Sahih al-Bukhari, in another narration, also in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ said, so wherever you find them, kill them. So the Shaykh, he says, and this is Shaykh Jamal Fureyhan bin Fureyhan al-Harithi, he says, by Allah, besides whom there is no deity that has the right to be worshipped, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ did not mention the merits of these people in order to praise them or to be dazzled by them. But rather he only did this so that the people could be warned about them, so that they wouldn't be deceived by their outward good deeds. The Salaf understood this and applied it in their lives. And so it became a methodology that they adhered to. So look at Imam Ahmad rahimahullah and how he eradicated al-Karabisi when he refuted al-Karabisi when he professed the belief that the recitation of the Quran was created. Imam Abdullah ibn Ahmad rahimahullah reported in his book As-Sunnah, I heard my father say, whoever says my recitation of the Quran is created, this is an evil and vile statement. And it is from the statements of the Jahmiyya. So I said to him, his Abdullah, the son of Imam Ahmed, said to his father, Hussein al-Qarabisi says it. So he replied, he has lied. May Allah destroy him, the filthy one. Even though this man, subhanAllah, he was, has knowledge, Qarabisi, and his zuhud, and people, they were like, look at his ibadah. He said, none of that mentioned. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala said, even worse about al-Harith al-Mahasibi, another person. As Ali ibn Abi Khalid reported, I said to Ahmad, the Shaykh, mean referring to a Shaykh that would accompany me, is my neighbor. I forbade him for going to a man, yet he would love to hear what you have to say about him. So he said to him, don't go to this person, but you need to listen to him. He wants to hear from you, Imam Ahmad. Okay? He is Harith, the short one, i.e. Harith al-Muhasibi. You would see me accompany him for many years, but the one you told me, do not sit with him and not to speak to him. Then once you told me, do not sit with him and do not speak to him. So Imam Ahmad advised this man, he'd been sitting with this man for years, he said, do not sit with him and do not talk to him. He said, so I didn't speak to him after that until now. But this Sheikh, companion of mine, still sits with him. So what do you say about him? Then I noticed that Ahmad rahimahullah had turned red and his veins and eyes had swelled with anger. And I had never seen him like this before. Then he shook out of it and said, that man, Allah will deal with him, and he has already dealt with him. No one is aware of that individual except for one who has experience and knowledge of him. Avoid him, avoid him, avoid him in Mahasibi. No one is aware of him except for one who has experience and knowledge of him. That man sits with Al-Maghazili and Ya'qub and so on, so. So throw them all under the views of Jahm. You know, they are destroyed due to accompanying him. I know, ikhwan. Ulama, when it comes to warning against the innovators, they don't mention why, you're right, he has some mistakes, but he's a good man. So now the layman, they're going to forget about everything. They're just going to hold on to what? The Shaykh said he's a good man. You say, no, you don't. If you know in the area, me personally, if I know somebody in the area is a Ikhwani Jil, Tablighi, Sufi, Takfiri, Khariji, Habashi, I'm not going to tell the person, well, yeah, you're right, he's Ikhwani, but he's a good girl. I'm going to say, stay away from him. He's dangerous. But he memorized Quran, teach Tajweed, stay away from him. He's dangerous for you. Stay away from Ahlul Bidah. We don't tell him now, yeah, well, he's dangerous. Yeah, but if you can be careful, it's okay. He's a good man. La. Stay away from them. Stay away from the Ikhwanis and Tablighis and the Sufis and Takfiris and Jihadis and all those people who deviate because they went against the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Then the Shaykh, meaning Ali ibn Abi Khalid, says, O Abu Abdullah. But he narrates hadith. He says, you know, you tell us all this about this man, but he narrates hadith and is pious and fears Allah. After telling him, stay away from this man. Stay away from him. This man is this and that. But this man is just saying what he sees. Look what Imam Ahmad he says, only those who have experience and knowledge of this man, they know who he is for real. But the layman, they don't. Look at this man, he said, O Abu Abdullah. Meaning, after that, he's still saying to Imam Ahmad, O Abu Abdullah. But this man, you just refute him, and he says his stone stay with him, Allah, this and that. He narrates hadith. He tells us, Qala Rasulullah, and he's pious, and fear Allah. So Imam Ahmad became angry and began to say, Do not let his piety and gentleness deceive you. Amen. He says, do not let his piety and gentleness deceive you. And he says, don't be fooled by the way he lowers his head, for he is an evil man. For he is an evil man. No one is aware of him except for he who has experience with him. Do not speak to him. He has no honor. Will you sit with everyone that narrates hadith from the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but yet is an innovator? No, there is no honor for him, nor are the eyes blind to what he does. Allah. And then the brother, he says, what is this so-called justice from Imam Ahmed? He did not even mention one good quality of Al-Karabisi or Al-Mahasibi, even though Al-Karabisi was one of the oceans of knowledge. This man. You think this man, Imam Ahmed said this about him, you think some ignorant guy who don't even know how to read Fatiha. And he's talking about the deen. Said he was an ocean of knowledge, this man. As it is stated in his biography, which we mentioned previously, he says, also refer to Tariq Baghdad. Naam. May Allah have mercy on Imam Ahmed. If he were alive in our time, he would not be safe from being accused of being too harsh, or of being a government agent, or of being a secularist, or all of the other allegations that the partisans, Hizbis, use when overwhelmed by proofs. You see? Like Shaykh Rabi' Halal Ta'ala, what they say about him, Allah Mustaan. He's this, he's that. Why? Because he refutes their mistakes. From their statements and from their books. He go to their books and said, the book such and such, edition number 14, page number this and this, this is the statement of this so-called your imam, your big allama. This is what he says, and this is when he went wrong, and this is his mistakes. But still they're like, ah, Shaykh Rabi, I don't know what he's talking about. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The Shaykh, he said this is because he was neither an apologist nor a supporter of the people of innovation and desires, Imam Ahmed rahimahullah. Rafi ibn Ashraf said, from the consequences of a person being a sinful innovator is that his good qualities are not mentioned. I tell you, when a person is refuted and his good qualities are not mentioned, I tell you he's an innovator. Another footnote is pertaining to when the Shaykh Hafidhahu Ta'ala was talking about if the qualities of a person, an innovator, when criticized, his good qualities are mentioned, this will open the door to the ideologies of the misguided ones being accepted. He said, I will present here, my brother, a real life incident that confirms the extent of the danger of deluding people by praising the people of innovation. He says, this event was reported by Imam al-Dhahabi and others. He says, Abu al-Walid al-Baji said in his book, Ikhtisar Firaq al-Fuqaha, whilst talking about the judge Abu Bakr al-Baqillani, once when I asked Abu Dharr al-Harawi, who inclined towards the Ash'ari beliefs, where did you adopt these beliefs from? He informed me, I was once walking with Abu al-Hasan al-Dara-Qutni when we came upon the judge Abu Bakr ibn al-Tayyib, the Ash'ari. So al-Dara-Qutni embraced him and kissed him on the face and eyes. When we separated from him, I asked him, who is this person for whom you did that which I didn't believe you would do, since you are the Imam of your time? He replied, he is the Imam of the Muslims and defender of the religion, the judge Abu Bakr. The judge Abu Bakr ibn al-Tayyib al-Ash'ari ibn al-Tayyib. So from that point on, I always went to see him and ended up following his Ash'ari beliefs. You see? Because he saw this imam, kissed him and been nice. He thought, okay, mashallah. He took his statement, said, yeah, I got to be nice. I say, so he said, the brother says of Sheikh Jamal bin Furayhan al-Harithi, so you see from this story that when Ad-Darqutni did what he did with Al-Ash'ari, praising him, calling him the Imam of the Muslims, and so on, those who saw him were deluded by it and adopted the Ash'ari beliefs because of that. Because of that. Yeah. This is the same case with everyone that praises the people of innovations and desires, for he would cause great amounts of people to enter into their beliefs, especially if he is regarded as one of the righteous and pious individuals, and Allah knows best. In the area, for example, there is the Imam who is, alhamdulillah, known to be firm upon the Sunnah, upon Manhaj al-Salaf, and he has good manners and piety, and the people, they trust him. So if they see him hugging a Ikhwani or Tablighi or Sufi, and they came to him and say, who is he then? Why? No, he's a good man. Yeah, before you know it, they're with him. You see? No, he won't. Rather, he won't even smile in his face. And the people, they say, this man is a famous man. He's a big imam in his community. He didn't smile. He said, he's a mubtadi', he's an innovator. No, he's an innovator. Don't follow his way. Don't follow his tariqah. Don't be deceived by his memorization of Quran, his beautiful recitation. Rather, it's a person who is upon innovation. He called to the Sufi ways. He called to Hizbiya. He doesn't adhere to the way of the Salaf. I know, ya akhwan. Now, so this is very important for us to understand. When the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they criticize a person for their mistakes, then if that person is a person upon innovation, that person have no honor. They do not talk good about him, mention his good qualities, because he's upon innovation. He's deceiving the people, calling them to hizbiyya, to innovations, to dalal. And if the alim of Ahlul Sunnah or students of knowledge mention his good qualities, the layman, they said, well, so-and-so said he's a good person. You see? And that's dangerous, because the people, they will follow him. But rather, Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, as-Salaf, when they criticize Ahlul Bid'ah, from Jahmiyyah, Qadariyya, Shia, Mu'tazila, Ash'ari, and the like, now in our times, the Ikhwanis, the Tablighis, the Takfiris, the Qutbis, the Sororis, and so, they do not mention their qualities. Because if they mention their qualities, they be calling to their ways, wa'iyadu billah. And you have to make a difference. If the alim from Ahlul Sunnah, a person who's known to be upon the Sunnah, not upon bid'ah and innovations, is upon the way of the Salaf, the manhaj of the Salaf, and made a mistake, still that mistake is to be corrected and refuted, but with respect, with good manners. They don't warn against the Shaykh and talk bad about him, because he's a man of Sunnah. He's a man that is upon the way of the Salaf al-Salih. Rather, they ask Allah to forgive him, and they don't remain silent about the mistakes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us firmness upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon the right path. Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from innovations. Amen. And from the people of innovations, وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.